receive fruit from me, said the Lord. You now have a new name, and the quality of this new name will be revealed through the work that I'm going to do from now. I'm going to establish the foundations of this church, and I will establish my work through you. I will advance with the work that I have already begun, and I also cause you to see the fulfillment of my promises. You have a main calling for the work for Jewish people, especially for Russian Jewish people. I will do this for you. I have a plan to expand my work, and I have a plan to proceed with my plan. Serve me enthusiastically, and I'm going to open a new door for you. You now live in the 21st century, and persecution. You need to collect latest information about how persecutions are becoming intense against Jewish people in the world, and prepare for his work, said the Lord. Now let's sing one more place.
God is working for my good, for my good, for my good.
I do thank you for the words of prophecy. Thank you for the special music. We are going to learn from your word. I pray that you will abundantly speak to us and lead us because you are the living God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, good evening, and hello. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected for his work by other than our church. Now, let's give thanks to God for this tithe offering of 39,700 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your abundant blessings for us. Thank you for your spiritual blessings and financial blessings. As a token of our thanksgiving, we now give you a tithe offering of 39,700 yen. Please consecrate it and use it for your work. Everything belongs to you, and everything in the world belongs to you. We know that. And we to express our faith in it, we give you this tithe offering. Consecrate it and use it. Thank you for your overflowing blessings. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Good morning again. Now, we have a digest movie of the last Kokoro gospel concert. Let's watch it.
た永遠の愛を覚えて歌います。君が悲しくならないように、君が寂しくならないように、私が必ずそばにいつもいて君を守るから、私はあなたを忘れない、私はあなたを愛してる、
新しい世界が始まるまで God is love 愛こそが全て God is love I love you 輝く拭いも
ゃないから
先ほどどうもありがとうございました。次回はですね8月の15日またこの場所で、心ゴスペル行いますのでぜひまた皆さんお越しいただければと思います。本日は今日もどうもありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
Thank you。
Yesterday, I went to Toyohashi and Fuji to hold holy meetings, and I met some people who had come to this concert from those places, and they told me that they were really moved. The Lord has been moving forward with the work of praise and worship. Let's give thanks to God. We are doing this music ministry for indirect work of evangelization. It's not that we will preach the gospel directly, but through music, people have been getting saved. And as the power of the Holy Spirit is going to become stronger, this work is going to advance further. Let's expect for God to do a special thing. Praise and worship is a foundation for the work of revival. I believe that the Lord is using this work for His whole work. When the presence of the Holy Spirit becomes strong in praise and worship, His work will spread in the whole wide world. And as our church bands, when they do street life, that means spiritual warfare to cast down strongholds of the evil spirits and break the caskets of people's feet. And the Lord is going to bring about His grace and blessings. Now let's watch another promotional video of the next Hakuba camp, our church camp. This is a yearly praise and worship competition. Representatives of every part of Japan and from North America gather together to compete in singing. Prayers are answered.
I have a grandmother, and we had been praying for her salvation for a long time, but she wouldn't accept Jesus. But a few years ago, she came to Hakuba camp, and she was saved. We suffered from landslide disaster just before this camp, but the Lord protected our houses and our surroundings areas, and we were able to come to this camp. The first Peter says, he who puts his trust in him will never be put to shame. Been seeing miracles happening in this camp. We will have this Hakuba camp from July 23rd. And from July 24th, we will have a main camp. And on 23rd is a preparatory camp. Anybody is welcome to join it. We have a purpose for this camp. Fellowship and recreation and proceeding with the work of God for the end times and accomplish His work for this revival. What I feel and think is that the Lord always gives us the best. I have never seen such a beautiful place for a Christian camp. The Lord has given us the best place for the camp. As I told you last week, in a church history, there was a time that we had no place for the next Sunday worship service, and we prayed to God, and then the Lord gave us one of the biggest places for a Japanese Protestant church. And we hold gospel music contest in this camp. Originally, our church was not very good at singing. We had no church band that could perform well, but the Lord has been advancing the work of praise and worship. Today we have Pastor Mrs. Kobayashi. They appeared on TV. Mrs. Kobayashi was interviewed because of his heart disease, but I believe that there will be a time that one of our church bands will appear on TV for another purpose. When the hand of the Lord is laid upon something, the Lord is going to advance the work. Let's expect for God to do a special thing, and when He performs His work, let's give thanks to God and praise Him. And I used to like this song, "The Twilight of Dusk," and this song talks about Hakuba, the place called Hakuba, and this is the place where we hold Hakuba camp. I'm now thinking of that somebody should change the lyrics of this song so we will be able to sing to God. But maybe there will be an issue of copyright. But anyway, we are going to leave the climax of our lives from now on, and this camp will be a point for you. Now let's watch 1 minute video. Hello everyone. Today we learn about the Holy Communion. I think that you know full well about baptismal ceremony, but this baptismal ceremony and the Holy Communion are special important things in Protestant churches. You can look up to the 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 24 about the Holy Communion. What is the Holy Communion? The Holy Communion is a ceremony that we partake of the body of Christ and the blood of Christ and unleavened bread and wine or grape juice are prepared for this ceremony. And in our church, we actually believe and receive unleavened bread and wine or grape juice at the body of Christ or the blood of Christ. So let's expect for God to bless us through this ceremony. In the Holy Communion, where you take you take unleavened bread and wine or grape juice. Unleavened bread is Christ's body, and wine is the blood of Christ. There are two grounds. One is that the unleavened bread is really the body of Christ. Catholics and one third of Protestants believe so, but in the other ground, they believe that they are just symbols. Talking about the Holy Communion, some people, they believe that they are really body of Christ and blood of Christ, and others, they just think that they are symbols. Then, how should we believe in a church? We should believe that the body, that the unleavened bread is really the body of Christ, and wine is really the blood of Christ. I'm going to let you know how we came to believe this, because we used to think that they were just symbols. We just thought so because everybody thought so. But I had a chance to talk to a Catholic sister, and we had a good time talking with each other, and we believed many things in common. But this sister told me that the way Protestants believe about the Holy Communion is wrong. She said that to me. And she told me that in Catholic churches, they believe that unleavened bread is the body of Christ, and wine is the blood of Christ. And she suggested that I should learn the Bible more carefully to know what the Lord says. And I did. And then I found out some scripture verses that said that he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. My eyes were opened, and I thought that if those are really symbols, nobody should really be sick or sleep or die. But the Bible says that when people take them unworthily, they get sick and they die. That means that they are not symbols, but they are really body of Christ and blood of Christ. This is how I changed my grounds about the Holy Communion. I decided that our church should believe that that they are really body and blood of Christ. But I prayed to God, Lord, I have been teaching people that they are just symbols, and I'll have to tell them that I was wrong. How should I explain to them? Please let me know and help me. I was praying to God about this. Then, not knowing all about this, missionary George, who used to come to a church on to Sunday worship service, we used to ask him to give a message once a month. And not knowing all about this, missionary George called me and asking me if he would be able to give a message about the Holy Communion the next Sunday. And I said, just yes. But then he said, are you really sure? Because I am a Lutheran, and I believe that bread and wine are really body and blood of Christ. I'm going to let people know this in my message next Sunday. Can I do that? And I was very surprised. And I really thought that the Lord was leading this. And I explained to him all about what I was praying. And I asked him, please go ahead. When you think of the Holy Communion, please be sure that we receive bread and wine as really the body and blood of Christ, and this has a very significant meaning spiritually. Last week, I ministered in Aomori district with Pastor and Mrs. Kobayashi, and then they appeared on TV. Program was called Takeshi, Mr. Takeshi's medical treatment at home. Because Mrs. Kobayashi had suffered from conspiration. And I was able to learn, because I thought that I had suffered from a conspiration a little bit, but watching this TV, I found out that it was not conspiration for me. Pastor Nakano and her family, not knowing that they appeared in this TV program, they happened to watch this TV program, and they were very surprised because Mrs. Kobayashi appeared in this program. Excuse me, constipation. And Pastor Mrs. Kobayashi is now here with us because it's been decided that they will become pastors. Pastor Kobayashi will become one of the pastors of this church, Tokyo Antioch Church, for the past 5 years. Pastor Kobayashi used to tell me that they want to move to Tokyo Antioch Church, and every time they said that to me, I said, no, you can't. But they never gave up. Many, many times they were refused, but they still continue to tell me that they want to move to Tokyo Antioch Church. And last week, they again told me that they received a scripture from the Bible. They received a scripture saying that the Lord needs it. But, you know, when I thought about it carefully, if the Lord needed them really, the Lord should have told me. not to them, but the Lord should have told me. But when they said that the Lord needed it, through that God spoke to me, because the Lord has been telling me that our church should strengthen prayers, and the Lord has told us to you to pray more as we used to do in the pioneering in the early days of a church. But when I thought about it, I was reminded that, you know, Pastor and Mrs. Kobayashi are in charge of prayer mission for the whole TLEA. And then I was beginning to think that the Lord really needed them in a church for the work of prayers. The work of prayer is very important. So maybe today is an important point. Because prayer is important. One thing that I found interesting is that the work of healing is becoming more and more clear. But I think the Lord seems to be working more to heal people, because we have started to pray more for healing. You know, we didn't really pray for healing much, so the Lord didn't work. And we should have prayed for healing more seriously, but we didn't. That's why the Lord didn't perform yet healing. But we have started to do that now. And the Lord has started to work more. And we are now beginning to see just a prelude of what the Lord is going to do. I have also experienced healing. Last Thursday, I went to a hospital to see a doctor for regular checkup about my disease. My doctor is a famous doctor, and he comes late, always arrives in the hospital late, because he's famous and busy, and many patients wait for him in the waiting room in the hospital. And I, you know, that was the day that I had an appointment with that doctor, and I had many negative things in my mind, like how long should I wait or something like that. And then the Lord told me that you are thinking of negative things only. You should think more. You should think more affirmatively. So I started to pray that, please help me, Lord, help me to see him first. And please help me to get out of the hospital as soon as possible. Then the Lord answered my prayers, and because he came early, and I was number one who was able to see him and receive examination from him. And surprisingly, at 9:10 in the morning, I got home. And the next day, I was supposed to go to the American Embassy for an interview for American missionary visa. I was told that my visa was granted already, but the staff members of the mission, they said something different. They told me to dress myself properly, and they instructed me what I should talk in an interview and what I shouldn't talk in an interview. Well, at the very first time I applied for this visa, I had an interview, and now I have. Now I'm going to go through the same situation. And they told me that I don't have to worry about it because the visa was granted, but they still say that I will have to go through some procedures to get the visa. I believe that my getting a missionary visa to the United States was the Lord's will. And I'm afraid that it would take a lot of time for me to enter the American Embassy because I was told that I should arrive in the American Embassy at 8:30 and interview will start at 9 o'clock. And I saw a long line of people waiting in front of the American Embassy. And they told me that I should be at the American Embassy earlier. And, you know, the interview was conducted in English, would be conducted in English, and I was afraid that I would be able to answer properly. But I believed that because this is His will, I'll be able to get past. And but if this is not His will, that will be okay. Then I will go rather to Europe or the other areas of the world for mission trip. But I hoped and wished that I'll be able to get all of them finished early. And I prayed for that. And because of my disease, it's difficult for me to keep standing. I asked for a wheelchair, and I brought a wheelchair with me to the American Embassy. And then they gave me priority because I was on a wheelchair, and they got me through very first in the long line. I was able to enter the embassy very first, and then I was called very first. People were already standing there making a line in a long line, but I was always the one who was called the first. And when I had an interview, there was a little distance between the consular and I, because I was on the wheelchair, and he asked me some questions, but I didn't understand what he was talking. So I just said, I'm a Protestant pastor. And then he looked strange. And then everything was finished. And I got home at about 9:10 in the morning. And I was told that my visa was granted. I had never expected, you know, this. Everything went so fast, very fast. God really performed a miracle. Of course, it's important for us to pray that bad things will never happen, But we should rather believe that God is going to do good things for us. We should pray to God for good things, expecting for Him to do those good things for us. When I became a charismatic Christian, there was in Japanese Christian society, many people were really against charismatic belief. And in that midst, I became a charismatic Christian. And it was like as if I had started to begin to sail on a small boat only by myself in darkness. Because everyone was against charismatic belief. I really relied on Pastor Maureen Carruthers' teaching, giving thanks to God for everything. And I also used to sing a lot, a song made by Robert Ewing, praising God for His greatness. At that time, I didn't know that the Lord was going to do good things for us. The Bible says, Psalm 103, forget not all His benefits. The Lord does really good things in our lives. He fills our lives with His benefits. But only in the later days of my Christian life did I recognize and realize this. Now I know the Lord has been doing very good for me. I think that you already experienced this. I thought that I was like start to sail in darkness, in the darkness of the sea. But as I started to sail, it was as if I had gone into Disneyland, not the darkness of the sea. You know, I thought I was going to be sailing in a stormy wind and storm in the sea. But when I started to walk as a Christian, as a charismatic Christian, I started to have a lot of fun, and I really got into a very happy life, full of God's grace and blessings. Now I know that when we walk with God, God leads us to very wonderful grace. For us to have wonderful grace and blessings, you know, I read Pastor Maureen Carruthers' book over and over again to learn about giving thanks to God for everything. At that time, I never expected that in the later days, I actually got acquainted with Pastor Murray, and God gave us our church a special relationship with Him. I had never expected that to happen, and then God also helped me to get acquainted with Robert Ewing. We had dinner with him, We went to Mexico with him together to Mexico, and I also gave a message where he was invited to give a message in the Mexican church. And in my life, I also was able to see healing of my son Benjamin, healing of Eshrin, healing of Pastor and Mrs. Maeda. Remembering all of this, I really should not forget all his benefits. The Lord has given us wonderful grace and blessings. Of course, we should pray that when we think of bad things that might happen to us, we should pray about them to God. But rather than that, it's important for us to expect God to do wonderful and good things for us. You know, my missionary visa to the United States has been granted. Well, it's really a surprise for me because I'm already 70 years old and I have a difficulty walking, but I'll be going to the United States very often. Of course, not to the United States, but I've been invited to Eastern Europe, and I will also go to Israel. I will also go to Africa. Some people might say that you are too old, but compare yourselves with me. And if you have strength, stand up, get up. And the Lord is going to start working through you. When we obey God, when you seek Him, seeking God and obeying Him is important. A few years ago, well, for the past few years, I used to pray that I'll be able to fly first class with my economy flight tickets. The Lord answered my prayers so often, and I traveled first class. Some people, some Christians, think that Christian lives are boring, but that's not true, because the Lord gives us the best. Seek God. Here, Psalm 103, verse 2 says, "Forget not all His benefits." Now, I'm being convinced that I have been receiving bad things from God. And we'll be able to have a life in which we will be able to say that the Lord has really given me the best. You know, when we look at things that are happening to us as a long term, from a long term, we will see His glory and we will realize that the Lord has been doing good for us. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray you have made a wrong choice. You think that you are left behind and you haven't received the best anymore, but you should thank God for that, and the Lord will speak to you, and then if you obey Him, He will give you the best. You think that you'd like the Lord is wanting, the Lord would like you to use a gift that you have for Him, and you feel that, and go ahead and use it for Him. Some people, you haven't really tasted the real grace of God because you haven't drawn close to God enough. You haven't come to God close enough. When you step forward then you will experience that the Lord has prepared for you the best things. Go ahead and obey Him. Now, we are going to pray for healing. Now, let's repent. Now, let's pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here. And I pray that you will heal our bodies and mind. I command diseases to leave us in the name of Jesus. I command to diseases to leave us in the name of Jesus. You have anxiety about something and you feel depressed. Give thanks to God for something that's worrying you. Then the Lord will set you free. Recently, you have a sore throat. God heals you. You have something bad about your eyes and nose, but you are healed. I declare the Lord's healing to each one of us in the name of Jesus. Please stand up. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father.